Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon or good evening, depending on where you are tuning in for or to. This is A Novel Beginning, where we are sharing an author's reality, the nitty-gritty, the fun stuff, the things you maybe didn't realize that authors have to do to even pop up. I am Sierra Rice. I am your host, and I have the lovely, amazing, always incredible Danielle M. Morsino here with me, as always. Today we are going to share a fun little story about how we became known as the Little Rays of Sunshine in our publishing house. So I am going to bring Danny in. Hi, Danny. How are you, my love? How is everything in the world going?
Everything is everything. How are you today?
I am good. This is one of the ones that I've been looking forward to, because I don't think everybody gets that when we say we're little rays of sunshine, because nobody knows the story. I think they take it in a more positive manner and not in the way that we typically view it. So every time I know I say it to somebody, they're like, oh, that is so sweet. It's like, yeah, if you're a little kid, but like also remember the sun can burn everything to the ground. So why don't we start out with just how it is that we got to be known as the Little Rays of Sunshine.
I don't believe it was said positively. Let's start with that.
It was not.
I believe it was not said like, aren't you guys sweet? You're so cute. Our Little Rays of Sunshine, you're all so happy. It was not, no. It was not said like that. It was, no. I think we did it also as a joke a little bit, because we were so off-putting, but I like to think of it more as determined. That's the way I'm going to go with it, is determined. But I do remember the first time we were in Columbus, kind of finally taking that stigma that was attached to us and being like, we're little rays of sunshine. Like, here we come, because it was too much of a storm cloud. feeling when we walked into the room, and finally it was like, no, we're little rays of sunshine. That's what we're going to go with. And I believe we had t-shirts, and I'll spare the expletive that came before sunshine. That word.
It was a rather nice one.
Yeah, it was good. But we didn't, one, I heard we didn't smile enough. That was a good one. But when we got to the booth, we were not welcomed. Let's start with that. We were not welcomed there. So it wasn't like, oh my God, Joss and Danny,
the little rays of sunshine
are
here. On top of being authors for the publishing house, for those of you that don't know, we were also part of the event team. I was the event team, and Danny was the, here, you go to what everybody needs you to do, and I kind of stole you. They sent me to calm me down. Yeah.
And I was still doing marketing in between all of that. Yeah. Because we didn't know. Well, that was a whole other thing. But yeah, we were doing a little bit of everything at that point.
Yeah.
To help things.
I think the biggest issue I had, and I know that a lot of people still have, is I am able to separate things. You have your author life, you know, you got to create different sections for everything. I'm a wife, I'm a friend, I'm a daughter, I'm an author, and then I was an event manager at this place. And so those are different, basically hats. Let's go with hats. Everybody knows that analogy. They're different hats you have to put on. Business me is very much to the point, because you have to be meticulous and organized and to the point with everything that you do to maximize proficiency. It's what you have to do. There's no emotion in business. There's nothing like that. And I remember the first time it was said, I heard it in passing when we were in one of our meetings, where I went through and I explained top to bottom, this is what it was, this was the issue, this one needed to be fixed, and this is when I expected it to be done by. And then I think we just, we were going over something else, and they were just like, well, aren't you just a ray of sunshine? And I was like, yeah, I am. So are you going to have my stuff here on time or not? And from that moment on, I remember it just became a thing where every time, because they took it as, whether it was email or whatever I was saying, that I was coming across very rash or crass or however
aggressive. Yeah.
Aggressive, yes, that is a very popular one for me. And so then it became a very sarcastic, like they thought it was an insult, but it wasn't. It was fun because I was like, yes, exactly. Little ray of sunshine, super fun, this is great, where is my stuff? And then when we went to the event and, you know, certain people thought they were going to be in charge, and now you've done all of these events with me now, and you know how I am at these. There, you have to have a system, because if you don't have a system, it's just chaos. And then being somebody who does all of these and going through and how we tried to explain to everyone, this is what happens. We're not in charge of this. We are part of a 200 vendor event. These are the rules. And then we, when they asked for other things and we had told them, you know, it's not an option. Like we don't run this.
This is not a la carte.
Exactly. You can't just go up and be like, hey, I'm here. You're doing this for me. But what I also need you to do is bend over backwards, give me all of this stuff, and I'm just going to stand here. And we tried to explain
that
to them.
And remember, there's celebs there as well. There's a whole
celebrity section. Yes.
That they have to contend with as well.
Yes. And they, you know, and it's a fantastic, you know, if anybody gets a chance to go, we are there all the time. Look us up. We go to Galaxy Cons across the United States. And this just so happened to be their Columbus event in 2022. And the publisher, our publisher team demanded everything. It was what, like 50 things?
It was just, it was pipe and drape, you know, that's like the divider after they requested it. Well, once it's in place, legally, for reasons of, you know, if it falls or anything like that, you can't move it. The only people who can move that once it's set in place and take it down is the event, the team from the event place. You can't move it. They have a team that comes up and sets it up. You can't do anything about it. You wanted it. There it is. There's no moving it. It's liability. It's this whole thing. So you can't decide after it's up, after a day, I don't want it. No, that's a big no-no. So that was part of it. There was just so much going on. You just have to smile and say thank you and know for next time, okay, I'm not going to ask for it. But you can't tell somebody, go get the guy who's running this and tell him take this down. No, I don't want it. No. Uh-uh.
And then, you know, they didn't – honestly, nobody from the event knew anybody in the publisher because they had dealt with us. And so anytime they had gone up to try to talk to somebody or try to demand something, which was my favorite part of the entire weekend, were the sheer amount of demand. And, it never did. It never went well. And it unfortunately ended up costing them, you know, seriously. And – benefited us, but it costed them.
We took the blame on that, unfortunately.
Absolutely.
You know,
and so it came to the point where I would say, it was a 3-day event, Friday to Sunday. Setup was on Thursdays. By the end of Thursday, by the end of setup, it was an eye roll. Well, you got to talk to the little ray of sunshine over there. And I was like, yep, that's us over here. Come here. What would you like that I absolutely have no intention of giving you whatsoever? And it just kept building from there.
Yeah.
And at this point, I wasn't even a part of the event team. I had stepped away and they were like, look, we can't do this without you. You need to come back because they won't let us come. And I was like, oh, that's so hard.
I was also
so bad.
Digging behind the scenes after you had left, and I was like, I'm not going to do Columbus without her. I have to have her. You need to bring her. I was making it very clear that this event was not going to go smoothly unless you were brought in to at least finish this, because I felt like we started this together. We should finish it together.
Right.
I wasn't going to abandon you, and I put my foot down and made it very clear, you know, what was going to happen, and was like, no, she's got to come. I'm not doing this without her. then all of a sudden we had made arrangements, travel arrangements with these people and all this, and then that all fell through. So at the last minute, we scrambled to fly in, and then we were told, oh, you'll totally be reimbursed. That went south. We were not reimbursed. All these things monetarily that we were supposed to be reimbursed for, we were not. So there was little punishments happening, little retaliations, but we had to let it go because what else are you going to do? We were just stuck in that place where there's nothing to do. So we were kind of getting poked the whole time, and then it was, you girls need to smile. Mm-hmm. And it was like, okay, I'm smiling. And then the little ray of sunshine comments kept coming. It was also freezing in there. And when I'm cold, I don't know about you, but I can't smile. I'm not a happy camper. I'll smile when I'm cold. And it was cold.
I think the craziest part for me is I don't think, you know, I have a lot of people in my life that tell me, you know, I don't look on the morbid side of things, but I look on a realistic standpoint. I like to know realistically going into things, okay, these are the odds of this going this way, just so you have a realistic view of it. And so everybody, Corey always tells me that I'm his little ray of darkness. And so then hearing the little ray of sunshine, like, it makes me giggle because I'm like, that's right. I can be dark and light. But thinking it was a derogatory thing and the way that it tried to be almost like an insult always made me laugh. And I don't think they expected us to take it in a way that we did. And we had fun with it. And it's in my book. Yes. Like, it is, you know, of course, as all authors say, it has nothing to do with any events. Likeness is merely a coincidence. This is all of it. So hypothetically speaking, there are definitely some coincidences in the books. And I think it's something that was so unexpected. When you're working for any company, you know, author or just working to help them out, no job is perfect, right? You're going to go into it and you're like, this is great. This is the best thing in the world. This is going to be amazing. I do it with writing all the time. Like, this is going to be great. And now I hate words. But you go through, and I think it was just so far left field.
It went so quick.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely did, but we still use it. We still use where the little rays of sunshine. I know there's like two or three event heads that know us as a little ray of sunshine. Like,
we owned it.
We owned it. We knocked it out.
We owned it 100%. I think what happened was up to this point, I had only done Louisville, which was not fun. And I went in with this one where I was going to meet more of the authors in our stable because I had never met anyone face-to-face. So I was going in with, this is going to be better. There'll be more people there. This will be okay. And I'll be on the con floor. I was asked to come in cosplay. So I was going in like, this is all going to be okay. Maybe that's just how they were then. This less stress. We're going to help out. No. Danielle, you just... Like, there was a time where I wanted to smack me because I was like, what the hell were you thinking?
I told you, though. We sat for an hour and a half and got yelled at, remember? Because we didn't go to bed. We got yelled at that we needed to go to bed. And when we were in Louisville.
Yeah, that was Louisville. So I was thinking, this will be different because we're not staying there. We're staying in a hotel. They're staying there. Like, we have some separation. This is all going to be okay. And then.
Well, so I think this is a great opportunity to not even that. It was before that. This is an opportunity to explain to everybody the difference in what we learned. So in traditional convention state, as you go as an author, you can either go into what is called Artist Alley, where you are in a booth by yourself. Never do that. I know people want to do it. No. Unless you have an assistant, don't do it. You are literally there for 12 hours a day. You cannot leave. You won't have anybody, unless you have somebody to watch your space, you can't go to the bathroom, you can't get food, you can't get a drink, you can't get anything, and you can only bring so much in with you. So a lot of people thought that getting a giant booth together would be a great idea. The problem is the toxicity. And we definitely fixed that with the pop-up bookshop
with
that
pop-up
we ended
bookshop.
Up creating.
Yes, we did.
Because when we went with these authors, it was toxic. It was a Thunderdome-style sales process where everybody's book had every trope, every style of writing, every genre, everything, as much as they could to sell their own book because they didn't care about anybody else. They wanted to make their own money, and it was so bad. We got kicked out of the booth several times and only got called back to sign books. And when we were walking around, we both had that moment where we were kind of just like, this is terrible. This is hard.
Yeah.
It's miserable. You feel like you are in battle every second of every day through every fake smile that people send your way, every fake smile you have to give, the conversations you're forced to have. And when we decided to create the pop-up bookshop, we wanted to put an end to that. Everybody sells everybody's books. We got, we sold
dodgeball
so many books.
In junior high school and middle school. Dodgeball, like you said, a Thunderdome, and roller derby. Put it all together and add books. And
all while having to smile.
Like. And smile. And that's what this was like. I had never experienced, I thought this was going to be the great, like we're all going to go there and be like, oh my God, your book is so good. No, your book is good. And when somebody came up and was like, I'm looking for Dark Metaphysical, everybody would be like, oh my God, go talk to CR. I'm looking for Fed, go talk to Dan. Like I thought we were all going to totally work together. And this is just going to be a magical Disney World experience. And then I realized the little birds, you know, like the little animated birds were actually buzzards. And they were circling. And it was really bad. And I remember at one point hearing somebody say that one of our authors was a New York Times bestseller, which I know they weren't. And my head like slowly spun around and I was like, what? And then somebody picking up another book and hearing, oh, no, no, there's no sex in that book. And I'm thinking, that's all that's in that book. What, huh?
Yes, but if you come this way, this one is perfect. It's like, oh, no, I don't like this. Oh, don't worry, that's not in here. And it's like, yes, it is.
I was like, that's exactly having the walls start to close. You know, on the movies when you see, like, the walls go wonky and everything slow-mo, that's what was happening. And I was like, this is a disaster of gargantuan proportion. And then out of the corner of my eye, somebody picked up my book and I hear somebody go, it's about the little fairies. You know, the little Tinkerbell? And I could feel my eyes starting to pulse. I could feel it. And the warning bell in the back of my head. And then I could see Harley like jumping in the convertible with the mallet. And I remember you putting your hand on my shoulder and going, not here. Not here.
Well, I mean, I think that's when, you know, we did have a couple people there. We had one person there that kept telling us, you know, okay, girls, like maybe you should just go for a walk, because she could tell that this was physically a problem. And she knew that neither of us were going to hold on much longer and sent us away. And through that, we were able to create great connections, even though we ended up, you know, pardon my language, getting screwed over. And that was the best possible word that I can think of. That is PJ.
That's the only
in the
word.
Process.
I do remember as we were leaving, I was going, and you were just
I know,
going,
and
go,
I had
go.
To shove you out of the
just
booth.
Go.
But
just go.
But it was also one of those, a lot of things that, you know, people don't understand is these events are expensive for an author to do. You were talking about a minimum $300 to $500 commitment per Artist Alley, which is a 6-foot table.
That's just your table.
That's not counting your cost to get there, your food, your book cost, anything like that.
Nothing.
That is what is there. Where when we were there with our publishing house, we ended up finding out at the end of the day, after all the work we did, we made $1 a book, which was absolutely insane. So then when we created the pop-up bookshop and we had told them, you know, not only do we charge less than an Artist Alley table, we do more for you. We help you market, we help you advertise, and you get 100% of the profits, because that was a line for both of us. It was, okay, I understand, you got to take out the charge. The publisher did buy the books. They brought the books. Okay, so take that $4 out of printing the book and then give me, you know, the $20 or whatever it would have been towards, you know, my earnings. And that's not what it was. And that was not expected at all. And I think that built on that sarcastic, because when we would voice any type of complaint and we were like, wait a second, I'm sorry, you said what? It was like,
oh, and we worked
little rays of sunshine. Yeah. And so it's just a complete misconception. And I think it was presented in a wrong way to us. And I think that's where the hostility and the sarcasm and the immediately taking everything wrong. And it's why I hate email and I hate social media and I hate texting if you don't know somebody. Because I can text
There's
you, hey,
no
what's up? And it can be, hey, Danny, what's up? You know, like in my head, I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? Or you could be like, oh, she's just saying, hey, what's up? So it is so
yep.
hard. And it's up to that person mm-hmm. to take it that way. So I think this whole sarcastic development that came out of us was because people knew I am a very direct person. I'm going to ask you straight out. I'm not very good at creating a fluff when I talk, which is why I write, because I have a moment as you write to create what you're trying to do. Whereas in my brain to mouth ratio, it just, it's not that there's not a filter. I'm not one of those people, but it's just, I say what I'm thinking. So if I'm thinking
yes.
like, why would you do something like that? That is a dumb way to do it. That is what's coming out of my mouth. And it, I don't mean it in a mean way, but even in an email, like, you don't see me. You don't see what I'm doing, where I'm looking at you like, wait a second, what? You just see the, what were you thinking? Seriously?
Yes.
So it just kept building that and building that and building that, and the hostility between the authors before we even all got together already had this idea in my head that, like, I was this most, I'm 5'4". Like, I am not a big person. And there were a couple of them that were like, oh, you're smaller than I thought you were. Well, what? How big did you think I was? Like, what dictates being intimidating? I don't understand the statement. But then the sarcasm, I do speak with a lot of sarcasm. And where I help you with the smile, like, you know, not the glare smile, but like mm-hmm. happy smile, you help me with my
right.
sarcasm. And so I think that's mm-hmm. what kind of changed things a bit when we were at the booth, because I would go to say something and you'd be like, nah, not, nope, Chelsea, come on, come back here. And I think, I don't, mm-hmm. I think, now hear me out, looking back, I think we may have made the rumors worse by tapping each other in and out. And maybe that's where the sarcastic little ray of sunshine comes from, because I remember going back and forth with you and be like, uh-uh, Danny, tap out, let's go. Because we did have that, I remember sitting on Thursday night and going, okay, we need code words.
Yes.
We need,
yep, we had code
you know,
words. Yep.
When you get overwhelmed, yep. let's do something. Like, we were literally going into war and we were like spies and we had our little undercover stuff that we were going to do.
Yes. But it also, to give everyone context, we went in knowing that we were outmanned a little bit here. We were not staying with everybody else. We were told we couldn't. There wasn't room.
Mm-hmm.
So we stayed in the hotel. So we were already separated. There were also some that, you know, weren't already had ideas and preconceived notions about us. So we kind of went in knowing there might be some issues. There were also a few authors that had done several events and considered themselves con experts. And you were not going to change
their
mind. We showed up. They had banners of themselves. Well, none of us did. And it's not like we could have brought our
microphone.
Banners. If you had told us,
oh my gosh,
you know, we would have brought our banners. But we didn't. So there were some things in play working against us. The only thing I did was bring my cosplay because the event asked me to do it. So I was like, cool. So on Saturday, I showed up full Harley'd out, ready to rock. And I didn't hold back as Harley. I never do. So when I showed up, I was literally walking down the aisle, hey, Puddin, I'm here, you know, like, and I don't think they expected Harley. I literally laid on the table with your book and took pictures and was like, yeah, I don't care,
yes.
on the booth across from us. And at that point,
it was empty, for the record. We weren't invading anybody's space. It was completely empty.
No,
we were
empty.
Just having fun. But,
it was empty,
now,
but they didn't like that either. It was, and I was like, oh, and they gave us cards. And they're like, go be Harley somewhere else. And I'm like, oh,
I mean, we
okay,
killed it
okay,
though.
But, oh yeah. We were having a great, we took pictures everywhere. We were having a great time, but I had been asked to do that in the booth, and even the publisher at that point had said, oh, yeah, that'll be great. It was not well received. And so there were certain things that were working against us, and it just kept growing. And at that point, it was like, oh, okay, this is not a team. I thought we were part of a team. It's clear this will never be part of a team. We need to figure out how to do this better, because I know, and I know you had said this, we never want someone else to feel this way in the booth. It was a horrible feeling. I hated the fact that every night we'd go back to the room and feel defeated when we should have been high-fiving and celebrating and be like, wow, this is awesome. Did you see how many people were there? They loved this. This was so cool. And instead it was like, okay, now what? We got to go back tomorrow. And it was a hype-up. Like, each morning we had to hype ourselves up to just go back. That was a horrible feeling. And so the little rays of sunshine came in, because if you saw us when we first walked in, we looked like Eeyores. It was just, and then we had to paint the smiles on and be like, rays of sunshine are here, let's go, guys.
Well, it doesn't help that I perpetually have a dark wardrobe. I don't like having to choose colors. I like all colors.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure black is the best one to go with, because it's a little bit of everything. And then we had our hats. You remember our ridiculous hats that we got?
Yes.
And it was, I don't know. It was just, I to this day, I still want to ask the people that had started it the first time, like, why did you do that? Because the tone was so sarcastic. I mean, we still rock it, and we still say we're little rays of sunshine. But it turned into, and I think it's something that a lot of people don't understand, is you wouldn't expect to have to fight your way through the way that you do as an author. Because you would think it would be a very supportive network. You think that if you go to a convention, even if you go to a book fest, it is Thunderdome. It is not a joke.
It is.
There is nobody helping anybody. Unless you bring a friend with you or you know a couple of the authors there, there are cliques that get formed, and they will push you out so fast your head will spin. And it's something I didn't expect. And it's something that we have been working so hard with the bookshop to make sure that all authors, indie authors, big five, whatever you are, everybody gets I did this. I know every time we get our new authors and they're like, holy crap, I sold a book. I'm like, heck yeah, you did. Good for you. Like,
we try to hype everybody up.
Yeah, that's what I always wanted. It's what I thought it was supposed to be. It's what I wanted it to be, and it wasn't. And I think the fact that we're trying to change that is great. It's definitely going to take more than us, maybe, depending on if we figure out that cloning thing. I still think we can knock it out.
Totally.
But I think people need to go into it and realize, not with a negative, that sounded super negative. Don't go into it with a negative standpoint. Think it's going to be the greatest thing in the world, but just understand, just like in life, somebody is always going to try to undercut you.
But it's
and
not
you're just
going to
smile.
That's the thing.
Perfect your fake smile. Your cheeks are going to hurt by the end of a convention. I swear they will. But then at the end of the day, you get to go back to your hotel and you can just, like, scream into a pillow, because sometimes that's what you got to do.
Yeah. But understand, if you're having that experience, it's not just you. We've all been there. And look for your author support network. Look for your friends. Talk to other people. But don't think it's just you or you did something wrong. Because if we can have it happen within the publishing house that we were with at the time, it can really happen to anybody. And what we're going to talk about next week, we have a crossover story that, once again, it was another situation where we went in thinking, we've got the best idea ever. They're going to literally erect statues to us for this. And that did not happen. So you need to just stay tuned for us. Please, and we're going to take you on these journeys. We're going to be back same time. We're prime time now, baby. Same time, same station. Follow us on Instagram at Wonder Twin Events, and we're going to be posting some cool little stories and motivational tips, because we all need it, and stay with us. But next week, we've got a very similar story where we really thought we had a great idea, and we went in like little rays of sunshine. Awesome.
We are still little rays of
sunshine. Our dreams were dashed. We are still little rays of sunshine, but our dreams were dashed. So stay tuned and hang out with us for some more next week, and we will be giving you that little story and so much more. We'll be spilling the tea, So check it out. And like I said, follow us on Instagram at Wonder Twin Events. Check you later, guys. Have a great day.
Bye, guys.